It's the Pine Room, and the show's about to start. No matter who you are, as long as you got a heart, this show's for you, and we're glad you're a part of something bigger than we know. The Pine Room, we're more than just a show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 107. Today, we got a new format for you. It's like this is like the beta testing, so this might not even make it to next episode. But myself, Jarrett, Matt, and Jeff here, we are going to roll for what is going to be called the moderator position. And it's the moderator's job just to go on to new topics or start topics or what have you, keep the conversation going. And it's going to keep a fresh vibe to the podcast. So what we're going to do is we're going to roll for it. I'm a Dungeons & Dragons fan, so I have a boatload of D20s here. It's a 20-sided dice. I know a lot of people haven't heard of those. 20-sided dice. We're going to roll them, and whoever rolls the lowest is the moderator. Or should we do the highest?
You said, man.
You said lowest already.
All right, so it's the lowest. The lowest roll becomes the moderator for the day. And they'll just, I have a list of like 150 questions here if we want to ask those. If you brought your own questions, whatever it has to be, or just if they're discussion points like news stories or stuff like that, I figure we can try this out. And if it works, it works. If not, we'll come back with a new plan next week. So we're going to roll for the first time here. We're going to do it on camera.
Legit.
I'm gonna see if sometime I could probably get like an above view camera on the dice tray here, but you'll just have to play in the honor system that we're gonna be rolling true. All right.
This is a highly prestigious and coveted position, a moderator.
I all of a sudden got nervous. My palms were sweaty and shit.
We can all roll at the same time.
All right, we're here. We go.
Well, actually,
roll time.
I am one of those guys. I was telling these guys when you were away. I've never seen one of these before in my life.
Never.
Never. Ever. Ever.
They're very unique. Very unique dice. They have a lot of notoriety to them.
Wow. I must be sleeping underneath a fucking rock.
I actually got this dice right here for my sweet, lovely girlfriend Hannah. It's got flowers in it.
Oh.
All right.
What a sweet.
Warm and fuzzies. All right.
Jeff's bounced out of the box.
I should probably have to.
Jarrett
see.
With a natural 20, Jeff 17, Matt Jeff 17, Matt 14, me 4.
So Jubs are
back
mauled.
To the job.
Yep.
I guess things aren't.
Congratulations, Jubs.
Yes,
things aren't exactly fresh. So here we go.
You can start us off. You're like a leadoff hitter.
Who like him?
You got a bunt?
You're better than him.
Put the bunt down.
Yeah.
Everything will be good.
I wish I could have bunt.
Connor,
I could have
Joe.
Been a better bunter, but usually when I got the high school, people hit for me. So.
Well, hey, before we get started, we got a big weekend coming up.
Mm-hmm.
When you're hearing this, it'll be
Thursday.
2 days.
Yeah.
For the inaugural
North Atlantic
Beer Mile.
When you hear this, you probably have like a day to register. So if you're hearing this and you just want to come down or run it, you have a day. So make sure.
My question is, if they're just hearing about it now, where the hell they been?
Yeah.
Fucking Tora Bora?
Yes. All right. So, do we want to start with a question first, or do we want to start into the discussion? Or is that for me to totally
That's you.
All right. Yeah. So,
you're empowered today, Jobber.
Basically, there's 150 questions here.
And people should know, eventually, I guess, when we're the moderator, we might see the list, but we have no idea what the hell's on here.
Yeah.
Literally no idea.
These are just some thought-provoking questions that I have dug up for the past, like, 3 days. When we go through these, there's a little checkbox, so we're going to mark them off as we go through. And then once we're hopefully millionaires, this will be all filled up and done.
What happened to our clock, by the way? There's the first question. Where's our clock?
Where is our clock?
Is it not there?
No, it's not fucking there.
Did it fall?
I used to see in the clock. But.
Well,
it might be behind the desk, I guess.
Tell you what, okay. I think I must be sleeping underneath a rock. I didn't realize that there was an office behind us that somebody actually used. And actually,
I don't remember that clock. It actually doesn't even look like there's one there. Maybe I'm the one that's fucked up.
No, there was definitely a clock there.
Yeah, the
right up above
one.
The tower.
Yeah, the little white one.
Well, shit.
Should I investigate if it's
not? Right. Nah.
Well, I just asked, who's this cat behind there? And they're like, yeah, he's been here for over a year. Like, what fuck is
probably
going
longer
on?
Than us.
Jeez,
yeah.
Louise.
All right, continue
so
on, Mr.
Here we
moderator.
Go. So all these questions, again, they're just thought-provoking questions. There's a whole number of ones on here. I'm just going to grab one out of the randomity. Is that a word? Randomness? Yeah, randomness of this list. Here we go. Oh boy, this is like I probably should have separated these into categories. Here we go. What is something you've done that you recommend everyone do before they die? So take a time to ruminate on. I'll start it since I read it.
God.
I would say one thing that I've done that I would absolutely recommend everybody do is jet skiing. I went jet skiing down in the Bahamas for the first time in my life. I was terrified to do it. I didn't want to break the jet ski. I was terrified to get on the jet ski, and they left before I did.
Oh, back on the dock.
We were in Haiti.
Yeah.
And boy, sometimes I think in life you just got to say fuck it and go, because I got on this thing right behind this old lady. I saw an old lady do it, and I was like, I have to do this. If I don't do this, this old lady wins. So they left. They left off the dock, and I think Nick always said they didn't expect me to.
Well, yeah, because we thought you just stayed on the beach. We thought you just stayed, because we had that class before to learn like the safety and everything that you do. And then what was it that deterred you?
I just don't like breaking the rules. I've said this a million times. I hate breaking the rules. I don't want to be responsible for a jet ski. Like if I would break the jet ski, then I feel like I don't want to like veer off of the path that I'm not supposed to be on. But man, once you do it, you feel comfortable. It's one of the coolest things I've ever done. I'd say probably that, or like going on like a cruise would be something I definitely recommend people to do. A lot of people hate cruises because they think it's like you're locked in a box with people, which is true. Like a majority of those people.
Depends on which one you're going on.
Yeah. So like it depends on what you want to go do. If you want to go to Alaska or whatever, or there's some like Grecian cruises, which are really cool. I've never been.
Those Viking River ones in Europe.
Yeah. Wait, didn't your dad and your mom and dad do something like that?
No, they did one up in Canada. Eastern Canada, northeast United States, and that. But they're planning on trying to do one over the Viking River.
I'll be honest,
in Europe.
I don't like his question at all.
You don't like it?
No, I love the question. You just got me thinking now, and I'll be honest, I don't even have a fucking good answer.
No, well, me either, Jeff. So, and I know that there's stuff that I've thought of in my life that I should say that about, but I'm just more stunned that they have jet skis in Haiti.
Yeah,
that's worth more than half the island.
Well,
thanks to the Clinton Foundation,
I think the portion of that island is owned by Royal Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean actually leases this.
The water was really scary there. It was like fucking black, like deep black water.
Had volcanoes erupting under
there. I think we told this story before. It was like fucking King Kong Island, and we pulled up in these jet skis in like this cove, and these cliffs were like overhanging us, and these dudes came down the cliff on these little like canoes.
Have you ever seen the 2008 King Kong? Like the not the recent one, but the one that came out.
I'm
and
sure
he's
I've
like
seen
a big gorilla.
Bits and pieces. Yeah, I'm sure.
It felt like that when these people were coming out of the like coastline. They were boating out, and they had these trinkets in their like boats and stuff.
Were they coming after you, or were they just checking to
no,
see what's
they,
going on?
No, they come after you, and they'll put their foot up onto your jet ski so that they can't get away from, for that you can't get away from. Well, you could, but just for whatever reason. And then they want you to buy stuff.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And they do, like, your tour guides, I don't know if they do it on purpose, but,
yeah,
like, we pull up to wait for the other group, and while you wait for the rest of the group, they come down, and that's something that...
It's a racket, isn't it?
Pack of wolves.
It is, and that's something to me that I've like kind of been good at in my life is like they like say you want something, I say no, I don't want like you want to buy this, no. I feel like he's kind of the
yeah. I don't waffle at all. Get the hell away.
Well,
yeah,
like I was like
thanks
I don't
anyway.
Care. Like,
no,
yeah, thank you. I'm
I'll
good.
Let you know if I want to buy.
Something. I got scammed in New York, or no, it might have been Seattle or something like that. We were going to dinner, and this like monk looking guy, like shaved head, robes on, came up and he put a bracelet on my wrist. Like, he just went like that and put on my wrist. And I went, oh, thank you. And then he goes, no, money.
He's saying
money.
This, yes.
Money. Fuck I'm like, I, you put it on my wrist. I don't have any money on me.
What if he
me?
Put handcuffs on you and said you got to pay to get out of them?
But that's what
I'm
those
sure tied, somebody tries
you're
that.
Tied up to a bedpost.
There's
yeah.
like,
oh, that could turn out very badly.
Oh, no.
If you look up videos, there are crazy scams. You ever heard of phone? They're called phone swipers. in like India, so the traffic is super heavy in India, and they're like back to back, bumper to bumper.
Thin as this table.
Yeah, and you're like packed in with a huge crowd, and it's probably hot there, so people always have their windows down. And like if you hang with your phone close to the window, there are like dudes that scout for you to be using your phone, and they'll just grab it right out of your car and run away. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's absolutely crazy scams. There's the wallet drop scam, where a guy will drop his wallet, and you go down to pick it up, and then he starts a conversation with you and tries to take something from you. You ever heard the mixtape scam?
I don't know about that one.
The guy, he's a new and up-and-coming artist, and he puts together a mixtape, and he tries
this.
To sell it to you in the street, and you take it back, and it's just regular music.
Well, there's also ones where if you put it into your device, it will then
like viruses?
Be a Trojan horse. Yeah. There's been those, too.
So anything. All right. So
I'm starting to think now, and I'll be honest. Mine is going to be completely different on what you guys, because now you just got me think a little bit. I like it. You want me to go?
Yeah, go.
I think in honesty, when did you said something about not having a problem to say no? Was that, do you think you've always had that from a young age, or is that just a little bit age?
Age for sure. Because so, I feel like if when I was younger, if somebody would have done that, like, oh, you want to buy this? I'd be like, oh yeah, okay. But now I realize that like, they're probably not really that good of people. They're just trying to scam you.
They're incredibly desperate.
Yeah, one of the two. I don't need that.
I respect that. And actually, so that would be one. I got three of them then.
Okay.
That would be one, because when you get to the point where you're comfortable saying no in life, in my opinion, it's a great, because a lot of times the younger you are, the more vulnerable and you feel like you got to impress people.
Yeah.
So really, no is a hard word. That's number one.
So learning to say no.
Learning to say no. Number two, not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
I'd be honest with you, when you get to the point in life, not that you're ill-willed, but just truly not giving a fuck about what people think, and that you're just all that stuff. And third, kind of cheesy, being able to find somebody that you're truly compatible with to be able to live the rest of your life would be my three things. There you go.
Cheryl, if you're listening.
There you go.
I haven't found
those
that
are
yet.
Good though.
You will though.
Right.
Yeah, will. One day.
What do you think, what do you think is the reason that people care so much about what their appearances to others is?
I don't necessarily and actually that wasn't, if I misconstrued that, I don't mean appearance. I just mean just in general, or where it's you do get to that point. I don't know if it's age. I don't know what it is.
I think that helps. Just where you're not influenced. You're able to make your own decisions and feel very comfortable with them without having to give in to pressure. But it's tough because it depends on the walk of life that you're in. If you're a kid that's just, you know, trying to, you know, get some confidence in life, it's hard. It's hard to just say
it's not easy.
I feel like you get a little bit of that, but as you grow into yourself and you've actually, I think it has a lot to do with your self-esteem and your self-worth. Like knowing that, you know what, I'm not as terrible as everybody thinks I am. Like, in that kind of, like, do you just feel confident in yourself? Like you're not.
So mine wasn't.
Well, no, I didn't mean.
I'm not worried about upsetting anybody.
And not necessarily appearance as far as how you look, meaning appearance as how you're perceived by
others.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What they think of you, anything like that.
What do you think that? I mean, Matt, that was
100%. Yeah. I think age, I definitely think plays a big role into it. And also, I think at the end of the day that you realize, and this is probably part of bridges to age, is you realize that life is short at the end of the day, and there's no guarantees of tomorrow. And especially when you experience things maybe at a younger age that you shouldn't have had to deal with, that makes you realize how truly precious life really is.
Right.
Here's the deal. I'm just as guilty as the next person, though, to take shit for granted, though. Like, I by no means not.
We all do to some degree, I'd say.
But I think at the end of the day, I think that's, there you go. There's my words of wisdom. Wow.
You don't want to have to do.
Little too fucking deep, people.
No,
that's
what the questions are for.
You don't want to waste life doing things you don't want to be doing. So that's another part of it, too. Yeah. It's like when you're young, you don't know. You're impressionable and you're like, okay, this is the cool thing to do. I got to do this. But now it's like, I'm not doing stuff I don't want to do. I'm not going to watch an NBA game. I fucking hate it. I'm not doing it. So I put my foot down. I'm not going to watch it.
God damn it.
I told coaches today as we were driving home, because we were talking about in the past, we've talked about going back to school as you're older. And I think part of being at school when you don't appreciate it and take it for what it is because you're so focused on all the other shit that is around being a high schooler, being a middle schooler, like being cool, being the cool kid.
The more important stuff, to be honest, at the time.
At the time, sure.
Because that's what makes you into the person you are. And that's why we have such a problem with young kids getting so down on themselves and wanting to kill themselves over social media posts and all these horrible things that go on out there. It's like you that if you start worrying so much about the book part of things and not about the other part, That's yeah. where kids can really get into trouble.
Well, and I think, and this is not a knock to anybody. I'm not trying to say that these people are wrong for what you do. This is just my opinion. But I think that, I'm sure there are people that are shining stars in the society, and I'm sure there are celebrities and inventors that have done great things. But I think homeschooling is super detrimental to a kid as far as social skills and learning how to be a human being and making friends. Like, if I was home, number one, I would have loved that. I thought that, I mean, as a kid, you'd love being home all the time. Some of us would. I would have loved that. I'd have played video games all day and never talked to anybody. But because I wasn't able to do that, I made friends and I played sports and I did activities. And if I didn't do that, I feel like I'd be a way different person than what I am. I feel like I'd be real shut in. And I think, especially with social media, people get locked on social media when you don't have friends and stuff, and that it's can terrible. Be super detrimental.
Socializing as a kid in school is really important. Although nowadays, I understand why people are homeschooling their kids, because what's being taught in these schools is a worry as well. So if you can find a way to do both, where you'd have like your own little neighborhood school where you could still have
cool.
the interaction
yeah,
with
I'd
the
like
kids.
That. Oh,
like, I think that's the
cool.
way to go if you're able to do it, obviously. Not everybody's going to be in a financial setup where they could actually do that. But I think that's beneficial, because you didn't want to break away. Obviously, the COVID was a huge problem for these young kids. Yeah. The young kids not getting any of that social experience at a young age.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that amazing? Terrible. Speaking of COVID, that was 4 years ago.
Thank God.
Like to this month.
I mean, I didn't hate it at the time. It's just it was so unnecessary.
Like, I feel like it was just like it just happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 4 years ago.
It's definitely fucked and distorted our time perception, I feel like.
About homeschooling, how do they, this is just a general question about homeschooling, and people might be able to answer this. If maybe you're a teacher or a homeschool parent or whatever, how does the state qualify you to be a homeschool teacher? Like, oh, how do sure. you, there has to be, there's got to be some sort of exam or something.
I think they provide you some sort of curriculum you got to do, but I don't know, as far as applying to be able to do it, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
What if you're just an idiot?
And this is not a knock towards that profession, but as long as you have some sort of degree, you can go get a certificate, correct?
I think so, because like I've been
so
told.
So it'd probably be no different than that, right?
I've been told, as a graphic designer, I have no teaching experience, but they say since you have a degree, you can.
That's like at all most states.
Yeah. And I tell you why it's funny, because we were literally, if you guys must have had like a tape recorder in our house, because we just talked about that. So that's what we discuss, is nowadays what they're truly shoving down your throat is brutal. And we went as far as to even say, even the working two parents, if you dedicated 2 to 3 hours, and I'm talking solid, no breaks, you sit down with the kid, we came to the conclusion that 2 to 3 hours would be just as solid or maybe even more solid than what you technically get in a 7 or 8 hour period.
Totally agree.
I think the only problem that I would have had is learning, taking a serious lesson from like my dad would be really
hard. Well, I think he would have had a harder time with it than you.
Yeah, oh, gosh. Because I would have just messed around. I wouldn't have paid attention. I would have been really rough to rein in as a kid that's getting homeschooled.
Well, I mean,
I think my mom would have been better to teach it, because I would have, but my dad probably, we would have fought.
Well, think about like when you would try to do homework with him, like when you would like when you would ask him for home, and not that he didn't help, but like I always thought it was so hard to ask him, like, you're my dad. Like, I'm after school. Like, I don't give a fuck about this. Like,
yeah.
And then he would just mess around. But obviously, he would help. But like, I feel like there's no way I could have been taught by my dad.
Like 4 hours worth of
no
like
shot.
My dad,
I could have been taught by my dad.
I don't think I could have done it.
Actually, I would have liked to seen this better. So you do Monday through Friday, and Friday you just happen to have a day off because you couldn't get together with your folks, and then Saturday, the only day that you could fulfill your obligation, ooh, is your dad after the bocce tournament.
Or a Pine Room Saturday.
I
don't think it'd have been a long. It'd be a day of recess.
Speak in cursive. what the fuck did you just say, Ted? What?
Yeah. Imagine our spelling. Our
it'd
spelling
be awesome.
Capabilities.
Totally awesome. Yeah.
But yeah, I think I don't know. I think there are probably some circumstances where that would be better than. Like an other education, but I don't know. I mean, I'm certainly glad that I was exposed to a lot of
I feel like the bigger issue would have been the teachers nowadays, or it'd be my bigger concern than the kids. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to go to the schools now because of the teaching curriculum that's out there. It would be the scary part to me. Whereas you still want them to have the human interaction. It's not to avoid them meaning other kids. It's keep them away from these fucking teachers that are indoctrinating them with lies and poison to the brain. But go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. It's perfectly fine. I still think at the end of the day, I think that the socialization is probably more important than what you learn in school. I think it, because in all due respect, man, there's just some weird motherfuckers that don't have that social skill. And they it just, unfortunately, no matter what they do, they can't. And it's not about being normal, because what is normal? Define normal. There is no.
I don't want to be normal either.
Yeah, I don't want to be normal either. But at the end of the day, those people that no matter what they do, they're so socially awkward that they make every situation awkward. It is what it is, right? And that's kind of sad. I don't know. It is what it is.
I agree. I think
it's tough, man. Right?
Yeah.
I read something the other night about the Japanese culture, and their culture is actually really cool. Where they, it is fascinating. Like literally that they, I think from obviously born till fourth grade, it's not about studying books. It's truly about learning about how to interact with others, learning how to be together as a team. They don't do janitors in their school. The kids clean. Like, and it's not even
their respect level is respect level. So much. So much more across the board than anything you'd ever see.
We talked about on the radio today. The Japanese culture is very, very, very far ahead of the curve as far as a lot of the things that, whether it's technology, curriculum, just their culture in general, they do a lot of good things. I think respect is a cornerstone of their.
And that's one that's not even New Age. That's like thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. They established this in their country, and they've held to it. And the standards are still there. It's stunning.
Well, I mean, you can see it. It's something I know this because of baseball. Like, every time a Japanese player meets another Jap, they bow to each other. Yeah. Like, to me, that's like the ultimate
they respect the titles.
A really cool thing that I saw on the weekend was just something that popped up on my YouTube or on something. And I could be totally wrong on this, so citation needed if this is not true. When a Japanese man and a Japanese woman get married, the deeper you bow to each other when you're getting married, it means the deeper you have love for them. So, like, they were both bowing deep, and the guy got all the way onto the floor. He just laid on the floor because he couldn't bow any deeper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's really cool. I told Hannah that's definitely somewhere I would love to go, just to learn more, just to go experience all the kind of stuff they do. Now, there are some things that the Japanese do that are crazy.
Yeah, like kamikaze pilots. Yeah, that probably wasn't their best idea.
But I
hopefully
mean, like,
they're moving on.
They do like some of their pop culture stuff.
Well, they saw what happened when they did that.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant to bring up. I don't remember the name of it, but it was a band that performed at Coachella, and it could have been a South Korean, like a K-pop band, like a girl band. They were awesome. I have no idea what they're saying. But the energy they have, and I feel like that goes for a lot of, you know, hopefully this doesn't come off as rude or anything, but the energy that they have as a people is so awesome. Like, if you watch game shows and interviews and stuff, they're always just filled with, like, they always seem happy to me, and I don't know whether that's...
MXC.
Yeah, yeah.
The last thing, real quick, just before we move on, the last thing I thought that was really cool about that is their knowledge is not based off of to take a test. It's truly just knowledge, as in just own personal knowledge and growth, where we put such a focus on, got to study this to take a test. That's a, I mean, granted, they have to obviously, I would imagine, something at the end that shows that they are learn this subject matter or whatever. But I thought that was kind of cool, because I think we do focus so much on, got to study to take a test, because at the end of the day, you don't retain any of that shit.
I was just going to say, I feel like every test I probably ever took in college or high school, I don't remember anything from, because all I cared about was remembering it for that day, and that was it.
It's like you put it in the airlock, and as soon as it's done, just done. Spell it out at the back of your head.
Sorry, Jubber.
It's a good feeling.
Do
something else.
No. I was going to go into these guys for something about what they...
Oh, my thing. What was the question again?
Let me find it again. It was...
something I think everybody should do.
Before they die.
Yeah. I know there's a better answer out there than what I'm going to give, but like, because I know there's been times where I've said to myself, like, oh, man, everybody should try this once or do this, and I can't think of any of those instances. So one thing I will say that I think is... incredibly something that would probably get you made fun of, but like we said earlier, I really don't care. I do this quite often, so maybe it's a bad example, but I think that everybody should do it once. I think every person, when they're of age and they're of means to be able to do this, should go on a vacation by themselves. And I'm not talking for a week. I'm not talking about a month. I'm talking if you wanted to do it for four days. But I think you grow a little bit as a person. You meet, obviously, it's a little different if you're married and stuff like that. It's a little bit, you know, tough to do, I'm assuming. But it's something that it's kind of rewarding. You kind of just break off from the world.
I'm mad. I swear to God, that was mine.
Really?
I literally was going to say, the means are it's difficult for what situation you're in. But going to travel and
don't be intimidated by it, is what I'm saying.
By yourself for however long
and that could be
such
the same thing.
Amazing experience. I was lucky enough to go to Florida for a whole summer and play baseball by myself. I was by myself for 2 months. I absolutely loved it, and it probably opened my eyes to the whole world, basically.
I think it helps you grow as a person.
I can do this. I was 19 at the time.
You meet people, too, that you never really thought you would meet. And, I developed a ton of friendships just by doing that kind of stuff. I think
That's a great fucking answer, both of you.
I can't believe you said that,
I can't believe it either. I thought I was going to be like, well, this is kind of letting myself off the hook.
I went a little too deep. Yours is a little bit window liquor.
I'm fucking jet skiing. You guys are talking about life lessons. I'm fucking jet skiing.
Well, who am I? And nobody wants to emulate. But I just say, I think as a person, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree.
Even if it's a weekend, weekend.
That's something I've always wanted to do, and I've been waiting.
What about when you were the Australian? Didn't you do it kind of there?
No, because I was on vacation with other people. But I was there. Well, for 2 hours, I was myself. But I would love to do that. I would love to do that, and I still am biding my time.
Plus, it's a hell of a reset if your work's a pain in the ass, you just get away.
Well, and it's like something that you think about for a while. Like, do I really want to do this? Like, what is it? And then it's just like, all right, rip the Band-Aid off. All right, I got to do it. Like,
I never knew what that was in my whole life till my adult life, and then it was finally you know what? I'm gonna be able to do this. I can go and have a vacation by myself. It's like, this is all right. Again, I love it when people are there with me, too. But it's like, get it the mix of all of it.
You
have some time to yourself, and then you have, groups of people come visit or whatever you want to do. But, I highly recommend people do that.
Yes, that was mine. That literally was mine.
Good answer, fellas. Go travel by yourself
and live by yourself for a little bit.
Yeah, mine was probably the worst.
That's not true.
You can't judge anybody by that. I'll give
Jeff the two.
Chubb, I thought this was a safe space. I don't want to get upset in the safe space.
Here we go.
Can't hurt anyone's feelings.
Don't go Jets.
So, question number one answered. Ta-ding. Question number one.
Hey, on our way to a million.
Let's go. Yeah, there we go. So there's a lot of different questions on here. Do we want to go? And I won't even ask that because it's my job to do this. Let's see. Before we get into this week's episode, mark your calendars for May 4th this year for the North Atlantic Beer Mile at Waterfront Fest in Wheeling, West Virginia. From live DJs, live band performances, retail vendors, a Kentucky Derby watch party, great food, and great fun, this event kicks off the summer's festival season. From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Waterfront Fest is an all-day event that includes the first annual North Atlantic Beer Mile, hosted by us, the Pine Room Studios. Take part in this epic race where competitors are tasked to drink a 10-ounce beer before the first and after each subsequent mile for a total of 4 beers and 4 quarter miles. Runners can participate solo and take on the workload for themselves, or with the help of 3 other friends, you can split the workload and work as a team. We highly encourage crazy and wacky outfits, and being that it's Star Wars Day, the Kentucky Derby, and the day before Cinco de Mayo, why not dress up? Go to waterfronthall.com/fest to register, and know that a portion of the proceeds are going to 3 deserving charities in the Ohio Valley: the Road Home Animal Project, Helping Heroes, and Augusta Levy. Get ready for an absolutely epic event, the North Atlantic Beer Mile, May 4th at Waterfront Fest. Here we go. What small thing annoys you to an irrational degree? Like, small as in trivial, I guess.
All right, I got one. There's a lot of things. Yeah. But I was going to bring this up if I was the moderator, the Tim Russert of the group here. I don't know what you call this nowadays, if it's like some people refer to it as like bro culture and things. But these things that people say now, these little cliche words and things that annoy me to no end, like dog and bra. And I tell you what, I mean, it makes you sound like a complete moron when you talk like that.
You mean like modern slang?
Yes, but yeah. It's not even, I don't even understand the reason. Like, people say, oh, he's a dog. Like, do you realize, and Jeff can attest to this, back a long time ago, if someone was a dog or dogging it, that was very negative. That means you're a lazy fucking loser.
What about?
Like, why is that good now? I don't get it.
The goat?
Yeah, enough of that. There's like five goats ever on the whole planet.
Yeah, everybody.
And I'm not
goat.
Talking about the ram that killed somebody. Those people. Yeah. Like, I'm talking about like real greatest of all time. I'm tired of that.
There
it's overused.
Some really bad slang.
Why
words.
These
like,
acronyms
like
and the things that
really
people use?
Bad.
Here, let's do.
It's out of control. It needs to be stopped.
All right, that's a good. That's a great, great topic, Matt. Great. all right, here's some slang. So that's cap.
Oh yeah, that's
I think
yeah.
That means, so, ridiculous.
That means like you're out. Full of shit.
Yeah,
you guys got a couple, and I'm all due respect to your guys. No. I know what's coming down right now. Well, we talked about this in your backyard.
That one though isn't like mainstream.
No, it's probably not mainstream. I get it.
Some
of the ones that I say are like. Are you talking about when I say like burger? Like
no, well,
corn.
Oh, corn.
I'm not gonna lie. If I'm being real,
those are dumb. No, they're fucking stupid.
No, but they're the other way. Now there's a song because fucking old girl Taylor Swift has a song. It's a title.
What?
Down bad.
Oh yeah. Cooley always says he's down bad.
Yeah. See, I heard that one too, and that one doesn't bother me as bad, but it's still fucking.
All right,
dumb.
Here we
I just
go.
Don't understand either. Maybe that's my.
I'm
problem.
Down bad at the craps table. That's about. Nick's down bad all the time.
Jeff, you were out. You were out taking the garbage out, and there was a raccoon that scared you. You were what? What would you say?
I shit myself.
You wouldn't say you were shook?
You know what? I can't say that I wouldn't say that.
No,
okay.
Shook's like a lion comes out behind you, not a raccoon.
Yeah. Well,
unless you're Cooley
like,
and you fucking stone cold stunner.
That whole situation had me shook.
Yeah, I think that
sounds old.
Overused.
It is. That's what I was just going to say. It's old. It's more old school. So I can see it's politically correct, I guess.
But like... To me, doesn't, and Jeff can maybe answer this, but like if I would have say I'm shook back in the day, like that would have been something like traumatizing. Like I was in a car accident and I flipped three
or
times.
Like someone got
like
shot
I,
in the head.
Like it's not that I went to the fucking trash can and a raccoon come out. That's not shaking me. I mean,
maybe
my
that
God.
That wasn't a good example.
No, I mean,
yeah.
But
like,
but there's people, my point is too, that people use people these in the that. Wrong
yeah.
context.
Yeah. All right, what about, Jeff, I'm just gonna use you. Jeff, you looked really good today, and you had a speech day. You looked good. You sounded good. You what?
A
lot of girls say this.
I don't know, man.
You looked good.
It's a synonym for cut down or kill.
Oh, you slayed.
Slayed.
You
it.
Slayed.
Listen. That's slaying is a sexual innuendo.
See, that's
not,
what I always thought.
That's what it is. Like I don't
slaying,
get it. Like
vagina.
So you're either slaying women or men if you're whatever you're into, or you're slaying dragons and killing things.
All right. What about Jeff?
How do girls come up with that?
Jeff, you came in. You were super like super bubbly, and you were just causing so much drama. Jarrett and I, we would say you were being.
Oh, wow.
It's a brand of gum.
I was Wrigley in it. I have no idea.
He was Hubba Bubba.
That's
yummy.
What I was thinking.
No.
It's a brand of gum?
Jeff was being so extra.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, extra. That's.
Who that's came up with
that? All right, now here are some of the ones that you, I think, are talking about. So if you say, if Jarrett and I are saying, I'll get that done for you, you would say it's a term you're very familiar with, or just a word, bet.
Oh, yeah.
Like if
hey, I've heard people say that. I heard somebody in a meeting said that one time to me. What the fuck are you talking
somebody
about?
Somebody said it? Like,
yeah.
Like that worked
you
for you?
Not, yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
All right, here, all right, Jeff.
I can't imagine.
Matt, you had an unbelievable, like some kind of fish, some charred fish or a blackened fish in Ocean City, and you got done eating, and you said that meal was?
Fire.
Dope.
No.
Dope.
Good ones, though, no. Starts with a B.
Bitchin'.
Close.
That
they drive on in Ocean City around by the sidewalk.
Buggy?
No, they drive by the sidewalk and they
bikes?
No, no, no. You got to make sure you don't get hit by them.
Bus.
Oh, you're bussing. Yeah, it was bussing.
What
bussing.
The hell does that mean? what could that tell me? What that could possibly mean in context?
Does anybody even know
what bussing is? Do you realize that too is a racial term?
That shit was bussing.
Ask Kamala Harris about that.
What about
she was bussed as a young child?
What about if something not low key? But if
high key, that was high key.
But people say that low key too much. Like I was low key. Shut up. That's not what it's supposed to be.
I was low key chilling.
That's the same fucking thing. If the thing is low key, you're already chilling. The party was low key. Okay, we're just
that's
chilling.
That's the new version of a double negative.
Exactly,
right there.
Jeff.
I was low key chilling today.
What if somebody?
Did people pull these from rappers and stuff? Is that where they all come from?
I think it's a lot of pop culture. It might be.
I feel like I'm a little bit into pop culture, but not this.
What if somebody said, "Hey, Matt, I low key like that hoodie."
Then that means you don't really like it.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Don't tell me you like something and you don't.
Hey, I really like your sweater, but don't tell me.
I low-key fucking hate your guts.
So you kind of like me.
Right? So this one is new to this year. And you know what I'm going to say.
Oh.
Come on. It's like the most popular thing for like 13-year-olds to say they have.
Raw Riz?
Riz.
What is
Riz means?
I don't even know where that came. That's got to be a made up. That has to be made up.
I think
up.
It's like if you have good.
If you can talk well, you got good game. Talk to girls, you got Riz.
That's really?
Yeah, if you got Riz.
And then one last year, if the party was nuts. This party was great. We were getting.
It was lit.
We're getting lit. Yeah.
There you go.
I do have an 18-year-old.
Really. Yeah. Now that one I hear a lot. I hear people use that one.
I think that one's not horrible, I guess.
I can see.
What is that? I'm assuming that means lit like that's where it came from.
I don't know. Or maybe it was like.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Like it's like light. Like
bitch got lit up.
Here's what I will tell you: if you give us 20 of those words and we had to give you definitions, I guarantee we'd be like 0 for 20.
Okay, I'll give you. Like, there's one more here.
Mine would be probably very unsensitive ones that people might not like.
You know, Bay.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I had to. Yeah, go ahead.
Bay. Yes. Isn't that an acronym?
Yeah, it means.
Wait. Don't tell me. Bay.
It's spelled
B-A-E. Before anyone else, right?
Before anyone else.
Yeah.
But why?
That makes no sense.
Why do they call their significant other Bay?
She's my Bay.
Why not just take out? They just took out the B. Hey, babe.
It stands for what again?
Before anyone else.
Well, before anyone else, your mother gave birth to you, so
that's
I think
true.
We
good
should
point.
Reevaluate.
Hey, Mom, you're my bae.
Yeah, shout out Aunt Patty.
There we go.
And my mom, if
now,
she's listening.
This I know has definite different terms, definitely in WWE. Receipts? What's
receipts? Receipts, like you kept the receipts, like, I don't know.
Well, that one can apply a little bit. Like, yeah, if say, like, say you you're... Like
same
a receipt
as,
with a P, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a
PT?
Receipt.
Receipt.
Yeah. See, now in WWE, a receipt means if we're in a WWE match, they don't actually hit each other. They do to some degree, but not like to physically hurt each other to like a hard degree. There was one time when Brock Lesnar got kneed in the face. I think, I can't remember who he was wrestling, but he got actually kneed in the face and almost knocked him out. So he gave a receipt to the guy who kneed him and punched his lights out.
I
like
think
hit
in,
him hard.
I think in the context,
so that's a receipt, but I don't know.
I think in
means.
The context of what you said is it'd be like, oh, that bitch was talking shit in text, and it'd be like, oh, I got the receipts.
Yeah. So like, another example, this does come up actually in media a little bit. If someone's writing bad things about or critical, not even say bad.
Yeah.
And then you remember, and then when you show them that wasn't true, you got the receipts, you're fucking proving them wrong.
Yeah, okay.
So I hear it in that
all
context.
Right, okay,
so it makes a little
that one's not
that one makes a little sense.
That makes sense. Bougie.
Yeah.
That was bougie.
What does it mean?
Bougie means like fancy, like
you got a Gucci. You got a Gucci
actually,
shirt on.
People
new.
Say Gucci too
I don't
much
think that's
too.
New.
Yeah,
you
don't
I
don't
think
know.
Bougie. I don't.
Well, bougie and Gucci are one and the same because like if you're Gucci, you're like all dripped out and stuff and yeah. I don't use. I don't think I'm cool in the slightest, so I don't use any slang.
But you're cool because you don't do that.
Yeah,
that's like, what makes you cool.
I've never said to anybody, "Hey, man, I had that Riz today, man. I was on game." Today.
The only time if I ever do it is as a joke, like
Rizzing on the radio.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Hey, we should do a segment.
There you
but
go.
I think if you create your own lingo, Like, as in, I think that's okay. Burger? Like, as in, like that. Honestly, just for dumb shit, like, as in, if you create
trend. Nintucky?
But if you,
yeah, yes.
Honestly, dumb shit like that. But when you follow the trend, to me, that's what steals it. But if you create your own shit, I think it's actually
I think 100% right.
Burger is my favorite word that he ever came up to. We were
it's also your favorite food.
We were, yeah. Yes. We were driving. We were on the way to the airport, and he said something about somebody being burger.
No, because you said that you had to take a shit.
Oh, yeah.
And something about you wanted McDonald's or something, and then in my head that he was just going to burger his pants. For what I still don't know why.
So burger can mean to expel fecal matter, like so.
Burger
your undies. Or it can also mean shitty, like you're like, oh, that movie, it was burger, yeah. Man. It was burger, man. I think that's great. Yeah. I wish people would come up to me and go, man, I listened to the last podcast. That shit was burger, man.
Somebody probably will now.
Like yeah. this guy, he struck out 4 times today. Yeah, he's a burger. Or he's burger.
The same thing, the corn is the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, corn. He's corn. He's corn. I didn't even come up with that one. That was an old teammate of mine.
Is that Coop?
Yeah, he
Coop,
came up
he
with
listens.
Corn.
He okay. listens.
He came up with corn.
Well, all right. That's so, funny. Small things that piss Matt off. Modern slang, which I can agree with. So I think I'm on board with that. Jeff?
Ignorance.
Just in general?
Just in general.
Like, do you mean like a person that like
unself-aware?
What level of ignorance do you mean?
I think
like just actually, stupid people?
I think stupidity bothers me, like as in if it's just not thought through. Like, here's the deal. We all make dumb statements. We all do dumb things. So like none of us are like, everybody has that in them. But I'm just saying just truly day in and day out stupidity. I think self-aware, we always talk about that word. I think even ignorance to the fact of getting off the exit here. I was coming from Wintersville, so I came down 7, and a panhandler sitting there with his fucking dog. Well, if here's the deal, ignorance to me is a fact of matter. If you can't afford fucking your own food, why in the fuck you got a dog then? Yeah.
I mean, he probably lives better than all of us.
Well, no, that's true. Okay. But I think I think ignorance can be A to Z.
So just a varying range of ignorance. Because like there are people that ignorant about like things that are going on in the world is like that is that in there?
You mean as in being ignorant towards
like
what
like,
your surroundings? You mean like as in, I'm ignorant to the fact of matter that I didn't know what burger meant, like that kind of aspect.
Maybe not to that degree, but like, yeah, I guess that could work. But more so is he was ignorant to the fact that the city next to us blew up. Like
he didn't know that
yeah,
COVID
like clueless,
existed.
Like self-aware. Like clueless. Yeah.
I think it's bridged to self-aware.
So like a clueless ignorance.
Like when your dad says he didn't know the war was
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
That's one of the best.
Or
oh my God.
That I just went down to sign up.
Yeah.
He thinks the house is ignorant for believing that, right? Oh, good
man.
One,
Jared. All right, Jared, go. It
took a long time
all
to
write. All right, so question was, what
took a long time to write.
Yeah. What was it?
Five fucking hours.
What small thing...
It might have took a long time to write on Saturday for him.
What small thing is it that what was the I mean I can't find it on
what
my list.
What small
here.
Thing makes you mad?
Well, Jared has road rage and some other various qualities, so he can.
And he's reading your mind today.
I know that was going to be mine. Was I guess I would consider it small. Is bad drivers, man. It that really pisses. And I was going to bridge this.
And that goes with Jeff's too, being ignorant and unaware.
Yeah. I was going to bridge this to something else because I got a quick story. Have you guys truly ever really flipped someone off? Like that you really like wanted them to see it?
I've never done that.
Actually, you know what? Actually, I got a great story.
You've
about
done that.
That? I was young. I was probably, so it was my second car. So I got my second car probably when I was like 18, 19, right where Hardee's used to be. Okay, going to the red light where you'd be making to go to Ogilvy, there was a tractor trailer that, so remember, you can't go that crazy fast through there, but a tractor trailer literally cut me off, and I'll be honest, I fucking did one of these, and I'm not gonna lie, he stopped and kind of cut me off and got out. 19-year-old Jeff Doyle was fucking shitting himself. Well, shitting himself, like I thought he was
gonna. And I got it, so I was driving home from Pittsburgh the other day, and I'm on 70 going west, and just kind of going along, and I get up and I'm passing this car, and all of a sudden, no blinker, just flying over. So I had to hit the brakes quick and kind of swerve hard, and I almost lost. I mean, I'm going 70 probably.
Fuck yeah.
And I almost lost control. Like, I felt my wheels go. I'm like, holy shit. So I'm like, okay. So this lady gets up and, I didn't know who it was at first. I'm like, I'm flipping this lady off, or I'm flipping whoever this is off.
Are you saying you assume this is a woman?
So I get up and I'm coming up on this car, and I'm like, okay, well, I got to make sure that it's somebody I can really do this to, because you know I'm not like some guy that's like tatted
up. If it's
up
John Cena,
like,
I'm not.
Yeah, and he's
do it.
like gripping the wheel like this. So I get up and I see it's this like middle aged woman. I said, oh, I'm getting her. So I get up and I'm driving like this, and I went and then drove off to make sure. I was like, that was the first thing I truly was like, so I really wanted to see, make this person,
if it was like
see
Mark,
my rage,
Mark Henry in a car.
Because I'm like, okay,
yeah, he would have went.
Yeah.
Well, twofold. You got to be careful nowadays because people fucking carry guns.
Well, I know. That's why. Yeah. That's why.
He
I'm
reaches
like,
down under the seat yeah. and goes like that.
I went. Pop.
And actually, funny part about this, probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I got the middle finger, but it wasn't even my fault. They were getting off. They were getting onto the interstate. I had somebody to my left, so I could not get over. And they thought I was just being a fucking dick, and the fucking they flipped me. Excuse me, they didn't do this. They did out the fucking.
That's a bold move.
Yeah, yeah. But back to the question, that's my little thing. Is bad drivers.
I've been flipped off before. I've never done it because I'm too afraid that I'll do it to somebody that I don't want to mess with.
I'm an undercover cop. Yeah, yeah. You're coming with me. Son.
I knew I could get that lady. I really showed her.
Hey, fun fact though, if you do want to flip somebody off, it is protected under the First Amendment. So you can
flashing somebody if there's a speed trap.
Boom. Yes. Don't if they pull you over for that, it's
you
covered.
Can fight it.
Oh,
fight
I didn't know that.
A guy did that to me this morning.
Yeah. If you flash somebody and a cop says, "Hey, why the fuck did you do that?" and I pulls you over, First Amendment. Free speech.
Yeah, you're supposed to not be able to get
it's free
ticket.
Speech.
Oh, wow.
Now, I always used to do that. Like, if I saw a cop, I would flash and be like, hey, like, cop coming. But then my dad said something to me, and it kind of changed my perspective of, like, if a person's speeding, don't you want them to get pulled over?
Depends on who they are.
You know what? It's a valid
and how
point.
Fast are they
it's
going?
It's a very valid point. Yeah. Well, but I'll be honest, I speed.
Yeah,
to me, there's a difference between speeding and driving unsafe. Reckless, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Like
yeah.
if a guy driving 105 in a Lambo. Then
I want him getting T-boned and splattered like a deer. But the cops are never around when I needed somebody to do
yeah, like that. Dickheads that like drive on the shoulder.
I want pieces of his legs on
that?
A fucking semi
I mean,
windshield.
I'm man enough to admit it that I fucking wish that all the time.
Yeah,
like,
I do
too. You see somebody be a total dickhead like that?
Yeah, because I know they're going to hurt somebody else. Yeah, so let's just get rid of them right now.
Well, which isn't
hopefully
fair.
A single car crash.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Just a single car crash. Yeah.
Which it normally isn't fair because they're normally the ones that take somebody else out.
Saying they keep on going.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which is just stupid.
Yeah, they walk away without a scratch and kill a family.
Heading up to Pittsburgh, dudes going in and out of traffic. It's absolutely
oh, that makes
disgusting.
Me so mad.
My pet peeve.
I'm excited to hear this.
And this is a little bit different, but I've watched, like, have you ever watched just interviews of, like, people in the street, like, of them people asking, like, fourth-grader questions?
Oh, yeah.
Not knowing basic information, like, basic information.
It's a good one.
How many states there are. How to spell a certain word. How, like, historical
events.
Who was
the first president?
Yes.
People don't know it.
For that, when was the nation? When was the nation? Like, if you can't pass. No, granted, there are some things that I would get wrong still. But having a general grasp on your country of origin or the country you're residing in, or just that general information, how many planets are in the solar system, what's the biggest planet in the solar system, like that, everybody should have a basic grasp, and it pisses me off really, really bad when I see interviews of people that don't know anything.
It's a really
about
good one, Joe.
Because then it not only makes you look bad, but it makes the system that you've been growing up in bad, like as if everybody's like this.
Well, I guarantee you, going back to what Jeff was saying about the Japanese, I guarantee you when they ask those questions in their country, they know all the answers.
Because I think it's like people don't know, number one, don't know how many presidents there have been, don't know how many states there are.
Or who the current one is.
Who the
sometimes.
Current one is. No. Who the vice president is.
I can't, he might not know. Sympathize there.
When the war started, when the war ended, when both the wars started, when who were certain leaders in war?
What year was the War of 1812? They didn't know.
Yeah,
it actually went different than
who was
in
the Spanish American War.
Right,
that's literally been asked.
Who was buried in Grant's tomb? That's what they always.
But that just not knowing general information that's like fourth grade level really frustrates me.
Two things, though, and be real with yourself since it is your pet peeve. If you were on the street and somebody all of a sudden came up to you with a microphone, how many? What do you think the percentage of people that get a little stage fright and lose
that's fair.
I agree, and I bet you there are some content creators who will cut them to make them look bad.
I think so,
which
too.
Is not
cool.
Right at all. But I think that definitely there are people that get stage fright, but there are people that get asked really dumb questions. I wish we could pull them up here, but there are some stupid answers.
I'll quiz you right now.
Before I start answering questions, that was going to be the second part. I'm man enough to admit my general knowledge is horrendous.
All right, so just let's do it. Yes,
my general knowledge is pretty fucking bad.
All right,
and we can agree.
And I don't think
I'm
a dumb man, but
we should all be able to get this one. I think. What is the name of the ship that brought the pilgrims to America?
Well, the Nina,
the Pina, or the there we go.
The Mayflower,
Discovery, Mayflower, Speedwell, Godspeed, Mayflower.
Mayflower.
Say that again.
Discovery, Mayflower.
Oh, I thought that you were.
It was the Pilgrims, you said, right?
Pilgrims. Because
he sailed.
Oh, the Pilgrims.
Pilgrims.
Yeah. And that could be another thing. People just don't hear the question.
You mishear it or you hear something. That is tough. Sometimes you hear a key part of it.
Yeah.
Ship, you're immediately thinking Nina Pitts of Santa Maria. Yeah.
So this is from the Washington Times. This is a basic U.S. history.
Okay.
That's a good paper.
Go. It says, what battle is considered the turning point of the American Revolution? So this is tougher. Battle of Fort Sumter, Saratoga, Gettysburg, Trenton,
I think.
I'd say Saratoga.
I'm going to say Gettysburg, but I don't know.
Well, wait, you said American Revolution. That was a Civil War. Gettysburg was a Civil War. Fort Sumter was a Civil War.
What's the first one?
Saratoga, Gettysburg, Trenton.
It should be Saratoga or Trenton.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Trenton, but Jeff said Saratoga.
But I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, it was Saratoga.
These questions, that right there.
Those are above, that's a little higher level. That's not, I would not expect many people to get those right.
I don't know if these are basic. To me, this isn't really a basic U.S.
That might be the naturalized citizens test.
What year was the Boston Massacre?
Oh, you know,
that's a good point. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
1770, 72, 74, 76.
Well, it wasn't.
I want to say 74.
It could have been 74 because it's kind of what sparked the revolution. Yeah. So it was either 74 or 76. It wouldn't be 76 because we had to fight a whole
1770.
War. 1770. Yeah, that'd be about right because we fought for several years before we actually got the independence. So, yeah, these are a little bit more advanced than the ones Jubb was talking about. Like, what color is the American flag? And they don't know that.
Yeah, see that? Like, this name the founding father who was the leader of the Sons of Liberty. John Adams, Patrick Henry, Samuel Adams, John Jay.
I think it was
Adams.
Samuel Adams, I think.
Who signed the Declaration of Independence first?
John Hancock.
Yeah, because he was the biggest.
Herbie.
Samuel Adams.
Sammy Adams.
It was correct. This is kind of a trick question here. Who was the first president to live in the White House?
Mm. Oh, wait.
John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, James Madison.
Tricky because it might have been Thomas Jefferson.
All right, so this guy goes around. If you want to go watch some of these in your free time, his name is Justin Awad, or Awad or something like that. I don't know for sure, but here we go.
One. Here, the whole thing.
How many moons does the Earth have?
One.
Are you sure?
Oh, the Earth.
Yeah, the Earth.
12.
Yes.
12 moons.
What country is the Panama Canal in?
Italy.
Said Paraguay.
Do you know who the first president of the USA was?
Italy.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Give me your best guess.
I really don't. Oh, wait. Is it Abraham Lincoln?
Yes. Can you tell me what's
the most ridiculous shit ever?
I actually love when they agree with
that. I love that he says yes.
Oh, no.
I love that he says yes.
Every answer, yeah. But that kind of stuff. How many moons does the Earth have? 12.
Well, first she said one, and then
she
said it again.
Yeah, then she second-guessed herself.
She had to rephrase that a little bit.
So that quiz right
there. How many moons does Saturn have? 12? I don't think it even has 12.
No, I think it's got, I think
eight?
That's what I was going to say. Europa, Ganymede.
See, I think your guys' general knowledge is off the charts, if you want to know the truth.
All right, let's do it.
I don't think
so. I'll be honest, I really am meaning that when I say that, too.
I found a general knowledge question.
You should do a first Wade.
How many rings appear on the Olympic flag?
Five. No, that's not right.
Seven.
Seven, I believe.
Seven.
I think it's seven. It's an odd number. Because he got four across.
How many innings does a baseball game have?
Well, it depends. Little league or professional baseball.
Says 3, 4, and, 6, 9, 12.
And
nine.
It depends on if the home team's ahead in the ninth inning.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of baseball, real quick, dumb tangent here, and we'll continue the next part, which I never knew this. You can't pick off more than twice.
Yeah, you can't throw over there.
On the third time,
you got to pick them off.
You have to pick them off.
Or it's a balk.
Or it's a balk.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
It's very.
Go ahead. Next question.
What is the name of Mickey Mouse's pet dog?
Pluto.
Pluto.
What is the atomic sign for helium on the periodic table?
Ooh, I'm bad at these.
H-E. That's what I was going to say.
Yep.
That's an easy one.
I used to love the periodic table. Yeah, I thought that shit was so
I was never very good at those.
I can name all of them.
Ooh, this is a
you
kind
can,
of a...
Bro? That's impressive, too, dude.
You can
it's
sing that song.
It's a song by Tom Lehrer. It's an unbelievable song. Antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, uranium, and nickel, neodymium, titanium, germanium, and iron.
Can you name the signs?
Uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, osmium, arsenic, iridium, and gold, praseodymium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. Then it goes on.
Can you get the sign of them all?
I think I could get a lot of them. There are definitely some that are
some of them make no sense.
What's the sign of iron?
The ones
Fe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gold.
Ferrous.
Au.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the currency of Scotland? Euro,
ooh.
Yen, haggis, pound, sterling, Gideon.
Well, pounds.
Haggis
is a fish.
No. Haggis is sheep's intestines stuffed into a stomach.
What were they again?
I'm saying
Scotland.
Pounds.
Oh, what were they?
I think it's
euro, yen, haggis, pound, sterling, Gideon. I feel like they're euro.
It's either
I think it's now a euro, but they may have switched back after they did Brexit. So it's either a euro
or
a pound.
Yeah.
Ooh, a pound
man, I don't know. Because
it's definitely
because
not a yen.
Because all of the United Kingdom might be pound.
That's what I'm saying it is.
Yeah, it could be.
I feel like it's
now,
pound.
Now, but they were at Euro. They did go to Euro for a while.
What is the general name for a group of wolves?
Pack.
All right. Yeah, because we did that when our mascot.
That's right. Yeah, the
Wolf Pack. NC State. What is Albert Einstein best known for?
Well, E equals MC squared.
Relativity or his theory of atomic bomb.
His invention of the reflecting telescope.
No.
Printing press.
No.
Theory of relativity.
Yes.
Relativity. Light bulb.
No.
Yeah, the funny hats he used to wear when thinking of an invention.
Relativity got to be
it. Could be it.
Which two fairy tale characters ended up in a house made of gingerbread?
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
What's the one that he's like the dark? He's the dark. He wrote all the stories, but they had dark endings. Brothers Grimm.
Oh, yeah.
I think in the end of that, they get eaten.
Yeah, they do.
Climb out of her stomach.
Yeah, no, I think that's
like
at
that.
Some point they do get eaten.
All right, we'll do a few more here.
Yeah, do two more.
Where would you find the Taj Mahal? China, India, Pakistan, France, Japan.
India.
Do you know why the Taj Mahal was built? The man who built it was commemorating his wife.
He's a rich man.
Don't they eat on the floor
rich
in there?
Man. Jesus.
Yeah, they cook on the floor, too. We saw that.
Yeah.
Cooking the street.
Delicious.
Right the truck
delicious
by,
street
guys
food.
Rats, frying an egg.
Which we have to do clarify. I think a lot of that gross stuff is in Bangladesh, which I don't know what the difference
well,
is.
Bangkok. Bangladesh.
Bangkok.
Pretty
all right,
close.
Last one.
This is a good one. Frodo Baggins is from which mystical land?
He's from Middle Earth. Specifically, he's
Germany.
From the Shire, which is
far
in Holland.
From pooping.
Shire.
Oh, here, Job, real quick. I got one for you. Which music genre are the Bee Gees best known for?
Well,
disco,
swing, metal, jazz, country.
Here's something speaking of music, which is totally tangent, I'll go to my last question here. What, in the time that the music exists, Is it technically pop music? Because pop music is popular music. So would Beethoven be considered pop music back when Beethoven
that's
was put?
That's a solid question, Job.
I'd say so.
I mean, if that's the true definition, then I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. Because as it goes on, I would assume
music.
That back in the 90s, like AC/DC, even though that's rock, would be considered pop music because it's...
But they didn't get that pop stigma until later on, right, Jeff? Because I don't feel like we had that.
Say. I'm going to be honest with you, and this is going to probably sound like I lick windows. I didn't realize that that's truly what that meant.
Popular music?
Swear to God, I didn't. And I know that probably sounds absolutely ridiculous, but I didn't.
How about adult
I just thought
contemporary?
It was
how stupid of a name is that?
I thought it was a true genre of music. Like, I thought anything that would be out on the radio would be, but I guess that's popular
music. I think that is now. I think that's what has been now. Because when you think of pop music, you think about, like, K Kesha, Taylor Swift, yes. Katy Perry.
See, I thought it was a
What does the definition say, Jerry?
Well, I got it here. And to kind of go off what you were saying, like, I feel like, and now some country music is starting to make its way into like pop radio. So
yeah,
I guess
they've went. Yeah,
so it says pop music is a genre of popular music that originated in its modern form during the mid 1950s in the United States and the United Kingdom. Wow. During the 1950s and 1960s, pop music encompassed rock and roll and the youth-oriented styles it influenced.
So youth music. Like.
So it says rock and pop music remained roughly synonymous until the late 1960s, after which pop became associated with music that was more commercial.
There you go.
So guy gets back home. He goes, honey, what do you want to put on? And she said, I'm going to put some pop music on. He goes, hello, my lady. Hello, my darling.
That's
what the fuck is this like word? It. Why can't I read this word? E-P-H-E-M-E-R-A-L.
I see.
Ephemeral?
Ephemeral.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Ephemeral means like...
I feel like dumb now.
Ephemeral means... Wait, read the sentence. What's the sentence?
It says... Hold on. I lost my Wikipedia page.
I think your mic went out. Is he back?
Jeffrey?
Hello?
Not yet. Wait, here he comes.
Hello?
There he is.
He's back.
Nope, now he's gone. Again. This fucking wire, man.
I don't know what ephemeral is.
Ephemeral is...
Yeah, I mean, I could use it in a...
The sentence is, after which pop became associated with music that was more commercial, ephemeral, and accessible.
My fucking ephemeral armory bled out...
Yeah, right. That's what it always reminded me of, that word. Wide ranging, maybe, or something like that.
All right. Hold on. I got us here.
I do want to...
Come on, Siri.
I do want to...
I want to hear what you're... Oh, I thought it was going to give me the definition.
Ooh. Oh, we need that.
Ooh.
Ephemeral.
Talk dirty to me.
Ephemeral.
Ooh. Ephemeral. She's not even saying the E. Yeah. But it says lasting for a very...
She got a nice voice. Who is that? Who is that?
I don't know, Google.
It ain't Siri.
No, it's Google.
Google.
Lasting for a very short time.
Very sensual.
I might have a read me a bedtime.
An ephemeral plant.
Okay. Yeah.
I think ephemeral means like on the outside of something. Like ephemeral.
It said lasting for a very short time.
Short range.
Here, so I do want to bring these up real quick before I go to my last question, because I just want to share these articles that I just found offhand. This is from Reddit. This from Inside Edition. After losing all her money in an online scam, a 74-year-old Ohio woman robs a bank at gunpoint.
I've seen that, actually.
Which is insane. Ann Mayers, a manhunt of the individual who robbed an Ohio bank at gunpoint earlier this week, ended with the arrest of a surprising suspect. Ann Mayers, age 74, allegedly told investigators with the Fairfield Township Police Department that she was the person who walked in the R Group Financial Credit Union Bank and demanded a teller turn over some of the bank's cash while brandishing a gun, according to the copy of the plaintiff obtained inside Edition Digital. So I guess they approached her, and without question, she just said, "I did whatever you're here for."
Do you know what? Do you know the background to it, though?
I don't know the scam, but I don't know the scam.
So there's actually more. There's a whole bunch of people preying on people now. So what they do is they steal their money, and then in order, what they do is they get in their head and tell them to start doing shit like that, and that's what she did because she lost a whole bunch of money.
There is a story about a guy that got like forced to rob a bank, and then he ended up having a bomb strapped to him, and he ended up blowing himself up because somebody made him do it. It was fucked up.
Which is kind of wrong here. No one should. If you're thinking of robbing a bank, don't do it. Unless you're DB Cooper or what's Chris's boy?
John Dillinger.
Yeah. Unless you're him or son of him.
Is that who it was, or Jesse James? Who did he like?
I think he liked Dillinger. I think he was a Dillinger
so
guy.
So it said, if convicted, Mayers could face up to 15 years in prison, which I don't know if she necessarily deserves that. Guess how much she walked away with?
$10.
Probably not much now you're saying that.
$2,500.
I'm going to say like $763.
Close. $500.
Oh, boy.
So he came away with $500.
For $500.
Will she get off? That's the question. Will she get off?
Yeah.
It says the septuagenarian is currently in custody at Butler County Jail and will likely stay there unless she can post a $100,000 bail.
Meanwhile, the illegals pour into the United States.
And it says Mayers has no criminal record, according to police who say that she may have decided to break the law after falling victim to an online scammer, which is true. Then another one from Reuters here. A man cleared of drunk driving charges after he proves that his body manufactures its own alcohol. So a Belgian man gets arrested for drunk driving but ends up acquitted because his body makes his own booze. As Reuters reports, the Belgian in question acquitted after three separate doctors confirmed that he does in fact have Otto Brewery syndrome, also known as ABS, a rare condition in which one's body produces alcohol, also known as gut fermentation syndrome. This disorder causes the stomach's natural yeast to produce ethanol, yes, as in the booze ingredient / alternative fuel, though in the latter form is generally also mixed with gasoline. It can cause them to develop some of the symptoms of drunkenness, including slurred speech and difficulty walking.
I've never heard of that.
Isn't that insane?
Here's the deal. Blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Blessing and a curse.
Just hammered all the time.
Well, and then, there you go. There's your excuse when you get
You feel drunk all the time.
Finally, on this list here, this is from Amsterdam, Reuters again. Urination equality. Amsterdam women win fight for more public toilets. The need kicked in as Geerte, peening, was on her way home from a bar one night in 2015. She swiftly weighed her options. It was past closing time in Amsterdam's lively Leidseplein area, meaning she could not duck into a bar and use their facilities, while the nearest public toilet was more than 2 kilometers away. She resorted to squatting in an alleyway, coaxing her friends to cover her as she did so. Police soon turned up, handing her a $118 fine for public urination. And she is saying that basically the fight she has is that there's not near enough places across the country to have places for them to go to the bathroom. And I guess she's claiming that men have a advantage to women because they can just go wherever we want.
Hold on, public indecency is fucking public indecency. That makes no sense.
So she says,
it's easier for us to hide it.
It says women across the country are invited to demonstrate the impossibilities or possibilities of urinating in a public urinal built for men, said the organizers of
your dad's protest. Been known to urinate outside of
this
a few
is
times.
Called yeah. The protest was called Power to the Pee-Pee.
I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure Amsterdam has these public urinals for men. It's like open, like it's like a circle.
Yeah, I think they
and
do.
they like you can just walk up and it's like people can see you.
But something else they have legal prostitution. They have parks where you can go shoot up heroin, and they actually have needle dispensers. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, it's like a free for all. Right.
So she was basically saying it because that is what they have in the city. So she was saying the city's mostly built by and for men. So if I took it from that angle, it wouldn't be surprising that there are only urinals for men. So,
interesting.
I guess
get it done, lady.
If she's got to go, she's got to go.
What's her name? Gertrude?
It's like Geert.
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 Hello, Geert.
All right, last question, and then we'll do kind of a rapid fire here. All right, let's end on something positive. Do you have? I was gonna do this other one, but I'll save it for probably Chris would like to ask this question. Do you have a personal mantra? If so, what is it? I have one, and I don't know whether this is a mantra or just a rule to live by, which I guess is the same thing. If you're gonna do it right, and then never pass up a donut. Two things I live by. If you're gonna do it right. Meaning, if there's something, if there's a project you're doing. Or whether you're I don't know, doing the lawn or playing a game or writing. If you're going to do it, don't cut corners. Do it right. Because at the end of the day, so even when it comes to like buying things, don't buy the cheap shit. Just save your money. Get something that's going to last. If you're going to do it, just do it right. My personal mantra
very
to live by.
Jobber.
Never pass up a donut. Because unless you're one to buy them, coming upon a donut is like coming upon a little gold mine.
I feel like you passed one up recently.
No, I
shooting down your fucking mantra.
No, I have not.
Boy. Wait, I feel like somebody bring us donuts or some shit the other day when we were in radio or something? Where I feel like we were around, somebody had donuts and you said no.
Oh no, that we were at the presentation, Ingrid Loy's, the marketing.
Oh,
presentation.
Maybe that. I
couldn't
know.
Have one before, like the circumstances outweighed the mantra, but. I rarely pass one up. Say had an old donut sitting on the table of our old house for like a week. And I eventually said to him, I said, are you going to eat that? Because I didn't know they were donuts. And I said, are you going to eat it? And he goes, no, I'm going to throw them away. So I had to eat it.
Oh, wow.
Don't pass it up. Anyway, mantra.
No mantra here.
Nothing.
I don't think so.
Nothing.
What's the definition of a mantra?
Like just something you live by. Just like something you live by. I know you've said some stuff to me that you've can necessarily call a mantra, but I know you have some rules that you for sure live by.
I don't know, man. Now you got me thinking.
Let me cross it off, and then let's do this.
I have one that's been my phone background for over a year.
This would be good.
No, I saw it one time a couple years ago, and it's been my phone background ever since. It says, "No matter what happens, boy, keep that motherfucker rolling."
I like that. That's a mantra.
Yeah.
That's a mantra.
No matter what happens, keep that motherfucker rolling.
All right. Real quick, this is a moral question that everybody can answer. Again, we're going to try to do three questions every episode, and we can have, of course, we split off in a million different things. But three main things. Last one. Where'd I go? What is the most... Oh, no, I just lost it. What is the most important quality you look for in a friend or a romantic partner? What is the most important quality when you are out? Matt, you've been all different places when you're making friends. What's an important quality that you seek in a person? For me, you got to have a good sense of humor that can also be self-deprecating. So you're not like a hard ass about how you look or how you are. So you can call yourself an idiot, call yourself fat, whatever you want to do. Good sense of humor, mm-hmm. and self-aware, being able to know that if you know the situations you're in, know that you're not a perfect person. And
I like those two a lot.
I like those two
and then the last one that kind of takes time to build up is you got to have the trust factor.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's, you can't always gauge that off somebody right away. You got to figure your way along. But those would be the top two right there.
I think also for me is like a solid personality of your own. So a matching personality to me. And if you were to gauge,
you don't want a fake or phony person,
or somebody that's like a complete, like they're just so far, what's that called? Subdued. Like that really wears me down. If I'm the one that's always like da 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 da, and you're just kind of, I got to drag you along, it ain't gonna work.
Well, here's one for you, because I agree, you got to be authentic and real. But my question is, when you just meet somebody for the first time or the first couple you're around them, if they are very authentic and real, authentic's probably not fair. Real, I could turn you off though too, because if you truly don't know their background and their story, they could come across as a cocky dick where they're really not. They're just being honest and real. So that's a tough balance.
I think the self-deprecation could come into play for that. If you could have a little bit of that on your shoulder.
But I love people that can laugh at themselves.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Truly, people absolutely. Like that take themselves too serious. I mean, Yeah.
And if you're able to poke fun at somebody else and not be taken like you're a complete asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, I get my head's big. I have a gut.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
You can't fight City Hall on that shit.
No.
I can't deflate my fucking head.
I told you guys on the podcast about how I met Hannah for the first time. And when I realized, I knew that this is somebody that I'm going to click with. The first thing she said when I walked in the door was, "About fucking time." And I was like, okay, she's strong. Like, she's got a good personality. She's not like gonna, she's not all
bow
about
bow down to you.
Yes. I love that. 100%. Yeah. You?
I think just generally being a nice person. Like, you're just like,
that's fair.
Like, literally just being a good person.
When's the last time you met one of those?
It's funny.
Not as often as you would like to.
Yeah, it's funny because I just started a new job and I've met, Jesus, freaking 100 people so far. And every part, like, I could tell right away if I'm going to get along with this person or not. And most of the people that I that are in this position are really good people. So
That's a little tidbit here, Jared. Before we wrap it up. Have you ever met somebody that you knew instantly, this is not going to, we are not going to fly? 1,000%.
1,000%.
Oh, yeah. I'd say I'm probably once a week.
But also, that's not fair either, though, because at the end of the day, as much as I'm saying 1,000%, you really shouldn't judge somebody. I mean, even though the first interaction is very, very important, and obviously how you come off on people, but also, that's probably not a fair way to do life either.
Yeah, definitely not. That's probably definitely not.
I don't prejudge, and I would give anybody a second opportunity. But sometimes, immediately I'm like, all right, I know what I'm getting here.
Yeah.
Well, and I think
this person's so full of themselves, they're tripping over their tongue.
Think with our group and with the tight knit that we have, and if we've said this before, when new people get involved, we'll give you a shot. You have a shot. Like, you have a shot. We're gonna give you a shot to be. We're nice to you. Until you turn that the other way.
So you want to start over. A fist fight in and the then, pine room over yes. the Ohio State Michigan game.
Exactly. You get a shot. You get a yeah. shot. You're in. But until that, you get there, then it's done.
And actually, not only just in, and I'm not even speaking because it's the welcome factor. I mean, really, at the end of the day, people aren't just in. Like, the opportunity, the platform that yeah. is given with this group of people, at the end of the day, man, you were treated like fucking gold. But also, yeah. once, unfortunately, you break that gold trust, things don't go very well.
Then we put that's you in the fire.
It's funny. In the brig. Just speaking of, and I don't know if we've talked about it in here, we're hiring interns and bringing people along, like... I hated the fact when I was back in baseball, I hated being a freshman just based on how I was treated. Now, I get it if a freshman's got to go pick balls up. I never was like that. Nah, I hated when was a freshman's job to go do it. Like the seniors, like, all right, freshman, you guys go do it. I hated that. And when I was a senior in high school, I never treated any of the other younger pitchers like that. I never, ever, ever made them go do something that I wouldn't go do.
I feel like that's a quality that we all have. That should be in everyday life.
And one of the things that I told when I met with these interns, I was like, you're not going to be like, now granted, you might have to do some stuff that, you know, I can't do that you might not totally enjoy, but you matter amongst the group. You're not just
you're not going to be pissed on and treated like shit.
Like, you are equal. You know, if you have a voice, speak your voice. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to change the group, but you have an equal voice among everybody. And I love that amongst it. Like, if you can be that person to anybody and lead them that way, that to me, I'm all in. I'm all in. But yeah,
I bet the people though, if you're using the example as pitchers, I guarantee though the amount of respect that you probably still have to this day, because you weren't that dick.
Yeah,
I bet it's pretty cool.
Because you got it. To me, you can't have a team that's segregated to older and younger. You can't have that.
You can't.
You got to have a strong all the way up and down. Because who knows when you're going to need.
You got to count on all the people.
Exactly.
At some point or another.
If I'm some asshole that's always making you get down in the dirt and go pick shit up, and we need you to come in and get an out, who knows?
Don't you think the example you gave there is.
I know where you're
depends
going.
Depends on. The how the program is
culture, 100%.
Like so leadership, if you're culture. Like if you're a winning type program in whatever sport, your guys probably aren't going to act, or girls aren't going to act like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're a loser culture, you're going to have these bullies basically who are at the higher level that are pushing these kids around to make themselves feel better because they're terrible.
Like make fun of them, laugh at them.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I never felt that was cool at all.
I absolutely
hate that too. But you see that. The successful teams don't behave
good, like freshmen that come in, they're good players. Like, you know they're going
to
be
good. You're going to need them.
Yes,
you need to
absolutely.
Build up their confidence, not 100%. Destroy them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, that it's apples to apples, but not. But that's kind of like ruling by fear.
That never
works.
Like, I'm in charge. I'm the senior. My ERA is 84, but I'm going to push you around.
Yeah.
I think like that. Now, if something really, really bad happens and you know, a team deserves to go do a few laps around the field, okay. But like if you got
discipline should still be had.
Yeah, but if
not,
we have a bad game,
because.
Like if we have a bad game, I don't think that warrants like a total, which is why I think a lot of people like my dad coaching. Was we never ran. Now, he would let us know when he was pissed, and it would not be fun, and we would have a long practice of getting things done. Actually, no, I take that back. We wouldn't have a long practice. He would make us get in, get out, and get our shit done and leave. Like, there was no, if you fuck up, you run, do polls. It was never like that.
He always said, take two showers.
Yeah, it was just because to me, yelling, running, and beating somebody down doesn't do anything to it, especially in sports.
I think a lot of that, though, is I used to bust Luke's balls. My biggest thing, obviously, I know you guys lived with your dad, and I don't know how your dad was with you with sports. I was never mad at Luke for the production. Ever.
No.
Ever, ever, ever. You go strike out, or you fucking walked 100. It was all based on effort.
Effort.
And I think at the end of the day, I think, like, and I agree with what you're saying, but I think if the effort's bad, running pole to pole, I have no problems with
right.
it. But just because you went out and lost a game, that's not fair.
And
no, totally well said. That's what my dad never gave me any shit about. And being around athletics his whole life and, you know, coaching them and being an athletic director, he never would ever get mad at me about losing or about anything. But if I didn't give a very good effort, I knew coming off of ice, baseball field, basketball court, I knew in my mind when I was coming off there, if I didn't give the effort that I needed, I knew oh, he's going to be on me, and I deserve it.
And, well deserved,
and that wasn't
exactly
that many times, I will say, but there was times where, you know, you let emotions get the best of you, or you just don't have the right mindset, and you're still young, whatever, but and you know it's coming, and you know you deserve it.
Doesn't take a whole lot to be nice, though, at the end of the day. I think that was the main point in a lot of what we do, is just you grind along. We're nice guys.
But why, my question is, because I know we're trying to wrap up, but why? I guess my question is, that is truly such a simple statement, and that concept at the end of the day is, if you think about it, it's as elementary can be. So why do we make that so fucking hard?
But being nice?
Just being kind.
Like, you mean, like, why are people assholes?
I'm saying, do you guys not agree? It's simple. It's truly elementary. Like, it's the basis of when you are truly at the youngest of young to treat people the way you want to be treated. Why? Why?
I don't know.
I'm going to give you a couple things. Is it tolerance? Like, as in Matt allows that to happen to him? Is it truly the person that's giving it? Well, I mean, what is it? Where's our balance?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
I don't know. I don't know. I think that maybe discipline is having that instilled in you as a kid, having that person deliver that to you as a kid. I know your parents some of the most stellar parents ever.
But you guys, and I just remember because you guys were younger more recently than me, and that you know, just being able to address people by their names, just the respect level that you have. Yeah. And I can say this, and I feel very good about saying this, and I would think you guys would say the same exact thing. I've never once treated anyone. Now, I can be edgy. I can be sharp-elbowed, and I that's just me. But I don't think I've ever treated somebody badly based on whatever it would be, looks, obviously race, whatever, religion. I've never ever done that.
And
I see people out there that like are so hateful. Well, look what's going on in the world with these poor Jewish people. Like, just because they're a certain religion. I mean, I never once have ever done that. And I just don't know, how could anyone else behave that way? We don't do that. How could you ever be so hateful? Like, that guy's this, I hate him. That girl's this, I hate him. Just without even thinking about, like, what kind of person they are. You don't even know him. You just look at him, or you hear about him, hear him talk. Well, I don't like the way he talks. Or, like, there's people out there that hate people based on that. It's just, resonated with me, but I guess because we grew up in homes where our parents were, you know, nurtured us along and taught us the right lessons.
Yeah. And,
Well said.
Yeah, it was very good.
Good stuff. Yeah, I think that's our first moderator session. What I hope I'm going to do here is, once we get done and get this recorded, I'm going to put like a little Sports Center. What's that thing called?
Like a ticker.
A ticker.
Yeah,
a
ticker. You like know, the rundown, the old one where it would have all the topics, and then once it moved down.
That.
I think we're going to do that and make sure you guys know, you know, what's going to be talked about. If you want to skip forward, you can skip forward into all the different topics. We'll clean it up a little bit as we go through. I'm going to make sure everybody gets a copy of these, so you at least know what's on the list, so there's no downtime. But yeah, I think this is a good way to keep things moving and have some actual set topics for us to talk about. And maybe we can even preface at the beginning of like each show what the questions are going to be and stuff like that. But we're figuring out. We're going to have a creative meeting soon to talk about all the things we're doing. We got some really cool things coming up. We're going to really sit down and nail what the content that we're putting out.
We're getting back to tightening up the screws.
Yeah, we're going to pull back from some of the things that we've been doing, and we're going to really go into some of the things that we haven't been doing. So hopefully in the next couple of months, you're going to be seeing some fun
stuff.
We're
stopping the cockfights.
Yeah. Well, we got to stop the
what did Dewey Finn say when... Oh no, he wanted Zach to loosen up.
Yeah, loosey goosey.
Loosen up the hinges.
Yeah.
But we're tightening up the hinges. Yeah. Not in a bad way.
No. He tells Freddie, Sloppy Joe, you got to tighten the screws.
That's
screws.
What we're doing.
So we're going to tighten the screws. Hopefully things let's make this rule. A person can't be the moderator two times
back
in a row.
Back to back. Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't even roll next time.
So even if I roll next time, I guess I don't.
Well, unless
have to roll,
I mean, you're usually on. So.
Yeah.
So you can't have you can't have back to back turns.
Can't be a back to back turn.
That's a good rule.
We have a one term limit.
One term limit. We need that in government too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So next, who knows who the next moderator be? Hopefully, I did okay today, and then we'll see who is next time. I know Chris is nervous.
Maybe we have like
a little tight.
I think he's gonna be nervous. He'll be good though.
Maybe is he more nervous about being the moderator or his outfit for Saturday?
Oh, outfit. Actually, no. I think he's confident in his outfit. I think he's real confident. confident. Yeah.
Oh, now I'm excited.
I think he's got a bounce in his step.
Oh,
I'm truly excited.
I think since we said that, like,
it's like an
11
piece outfit or
something.
Oh, that's right, because he went to the mall.
Yeah,
right?
The
multiple times.
He got his shoes.
Good for him. That's awesome.
So, hope
see you Saturday.
Yeah, episode 106, 107 of the Pine Room Podcast. Send us any questions that you think we'd like to discuss. You can send it in the comments of this video or just DM us on whatever platform you want to listen to.
Yeah, all we usually get is hate mail, so it's
yeah,
brighten up our
yeah,
day.
As of recently, yeah. but yeah, there's a ton of questions here, a ton of stuff that we got to get through in the next couple of weeks or couple of years or whatever. But hopefully, you can see this video and then you can click right to the end where there's 1,000 answers and we've gone through all these. But anyway, hope you've enjoyed episode 107 of the Pine Room Podcast. Go enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy your Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then hopefully we'll see you right back here in the Pine Room.
Peace.
Bye. Later.